We didn't make it a single goddamn second. We didn't even reach 1 second before they lost it. No, I think we got past it. A little bit past the second. Anyway, okay.
Oh my god, your laugh.
Should we restart it? Yeah. We'll have shitty audio quality.
Hey guys, what podcast number is this?
77.
76? 70? I don't
know. Your mom 75? 76, I will participate.
I was at 74.
What about 69?
76! I missed podcast 76.
Okay.
You'll participate 76. In 69?
This podcast, your mom.
So let's start it off with the most important topic at hand right now.
Hi, Kat.
RetroCons this week! Oh, oh
damn!
Holy shit. Joey for the lose.
I got my laugh.
I did it on purpose.
Cat, get away from my fucking ass. You ass. Cat, was that the one that insulted you, you know? The one that said MetroCon was more important than you coming here?
I thought so. Thought. Sick him.
Yes.
Sigma is my spirit animal.
No.
Sigma's my trainer.
Yes, guys, Cat is here. She's been here for like a whole...
day. I spent the whole day with
9 hours, 10 hours.
And they brought me boba at work.
Hey guys,
it's better than anyone else has done.
Guys, guess what I did today?
Did you fart?
No.
Did you work on
I have probably have.
Did you hate your life?
Yes.
Yay! Okay, right.
So we should probably introduce ourselves now that we have six people on
there's
this
six
podcast.
People on one podcast with not nearly enough.
We're a barbershop.
I'm Cy.
I'm Austin.
Why are you raising your hand? It's not like anyone can see you.
Make sure they know me.
I'm Ben.
I'm Satan.
No.
Cat.
Okay, to be honest though, I was actually going to bring a completely different topic that did not involve Metricon or Cat.
The most important topic about Metricon, Cat, neither of those.
They actually have designed a consumer purchasing 3D food printer.
Nerd!
Wow.
I find that very interesting.
So I only find fabric? It interesting because you said food in it.
See?
So.
It's 3D. It 3D prints food.
All right, so
they already had it, but now you can buy it.
What do you say
we
get right now?
It was like gummies before.
It was sugar.
Yeah.
Like chocolates and stuff.
You know what 3D prints food for me? Restaurants.
That's true.
They just give me
you just give them money, and then food is 3D printed
right
to you.
Into your face.
Equivalent exchange.
I'm not gonna have a career.
Transmutate it.
The 3D printers are gonna take over my career.
You can become a 3D printer builder.
No, there's nothing that can beat the bitchin' bakery.
Food.
The bitchin' bakery.
You can't 3D print fabric.
Yeah, but that's not my chosen career field.
Yeah.
Dipstick.
Isn't that what a sewing machine is?
Does it 3D print it though? Does it create it?
Yeah, but technically yes.
You're technically
yes,
out of a job
a
as well.
Puts two pieces of fabric.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Guess who's not out of a job yet?
I have a KitchenAid mixer.
Well, who won't?
I have a KitchenAid mixer.
You
bought
it. All right.
I didn't buy it.
Man, all right. Cat's quiet and not used to the podcast to talking loud over other people. But I just asked, well, how do you weave the other fabric? To which her response was, India.
That's almost as bad as they have oil.
The what?
It's an inside joke from before this was even a real podcast.
Yeah, like a podcast I don't even think came out. Ben and I were having a serious long discussion, I think, about
in the car.
Saddam Hussein. Yeah, back those podcasts. And
oh
Ben's girlfriend at the time, after like 20 minutes of silence, just chimes in, they have oil.
I date geniuses, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, we moved on to different topics. We're now talking about, like, Mega Man or something. And she just reveals that...
they have oil in the Middle East.
Not Saddam Hussein. What's the country that starts with an S?
Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia!
There
so
we go.
Was she
geography,
exclaming,
not
like, was she surprised or was she making a statement?
She was making a statement like, oh, they have oil there!
Like she was
like,
contributing.
Like, she's
surprised
or she's...
she's like contributing to the conversation. Like, oh, they're the
Jesus
ones who have oil.
Your chair sounds like a fart.
He is a fart.
I think he's just masking his own parts. He's like,
I'm glad that you're angled that way and not towards me, though.
No, angle it towards
my eyebrows are gonna get singed off now because of him.
I gotta go to this mic. Now, if I was sitting there, it'd be pointing this way, so you...
And I would leap across the mic and... masturbate. Right.
No.
What?
Okay.
No.
No.
Let's not...
I was hoping to maintain the silence there.
So you could use that as a...
So I could use that to filter out the background noise, and you all fucked that up, all right. Too.
And...
He's pushing. He's gonna shit his pants.
Everybody quiet for 3, 2, 1, go.
And you can continue laughing.
That was good enough. I could probably work with that.
So you only need 2 seconds. Story. I think I've told most of you, but I haven't told the world. I almost died today.
No one cares!
Shut up!
This is the worst story ever.
Shut up.
Nikki, who?
I wanted to hear it, but I was somewhere else.
I need more alcohol.
She didn't really...
Who?
She wasn't even close to dying at all.
I could have died.
I got in a car to
I could have died. I could have died.
Sir, you underestimate crazy people.
And in a car.
Yeah, with that one.
Yeah.
She almost got in a car with me. That was scary.
Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. Are you implying that Joey's a worse driver than I?
No.
She's never driven with Ben.
Holy shit. Yeah, can we all drive with Ben to Fridays?
No.
Still no room in my car.
Have y'all all seen Wall-E? The movie?
Yes. No, I have not seen Wall-E.
Okay,
can we watch Fired Up tonight?
Yes.
I'm related to Wall-E.
I think you're gonna say, can we watch Wall-E? I'm like, sure.
No, I want to watch Fired Up, but Wall-E too.
But no,
Isai and Joey can quote the fucking movie.
Time.
What the?
How late is Uniform City open tonight?
I have no idea. Probably close to the podcast is over.
Okay, so in the movie Wall-E, a lot of the characters, just normal civilians, are all sitting in these floating chairs with devices right in front of their face, so they're not like focusing on anything else. I think that would be Ben.
Yes.
If Ben could, hold on. I was gonna say, if we had the technology that the autopilot was there, so Ben could watch videos while he was driving, he would do it.
Absolutely.
But hold on,
driving's fucking boring.
There is no autopilot, and Ben still watches videos on his phone while he's driving.
And if Ben did not have the
focus, attention span, penis,
the drive to work out, he would be exactly what those guys are in Wall-E.
True.
Fat.
Yes.
Are they fat?
In a chair and they just fucking float around. Because they don't have any reason to get up. Shit's brought to them and they fucking eat. They have
awesome
TV that's right.
It sounds like life.
But
fat ass.
Let me explain why that could never be me. Yeah, because I am fucking terrified of getting fat. That's like my biggest fear.
Same here.
But not about crashing into the car in front of
me.
I don't give a fuck about dying. But let me get fat and I'll kill myself.
I love getting fat.
Elder Scrolls Online came out for the console. Nerd! I still haven't been able to play it.
It did. Austin, share your responses of how you feel about Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually just turned on
Periscope.
I was going to do it.
Periscope.
Did you say we're Periscoping from the podcast?
Parachute's on.
Yeah, I said live podcasting.
Oh, hey, close enough.
All right, hi.
We're doing a podcast right now.
Can we post that up somewhere so we can...
Well, it's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Can we post it up?
I know. I was actually thinking...
Oh, you're going to stream the whole thing? Are you at least on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
You gonna plug in your phone or something? I'm not prepared for this. Nikki, are you watching the stream while we're streaming from the podcast?
It's a dream within a dream!
It's a stream within a stream.
I can just turn the drone on and set it on to hover.
Stream.
But then you'll hear like,
I'm not prepared. I don't have any kind of
Streamception.
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 Die.
Oh my God.
That's a horrible angle.
Ow.
Yeah, no. Your face.
All right, I'll just
do
this.
Up there, where the priority mail thing is.
Yeah, there you go.
Joey, do you have my lap code?
People are joining.
I couldn't find it. I didn't look that hard for it, but it was not with this one.
That's not good, because I looked for it and I can't find it.
Turn this in.
If I have to buy another lab coat, Joey, I'm going to teabag myself.
Okay, I was going to say, it's not my fault.
They're destroying beams of light. The diffusers are crazy.
Oh, we can turn off the lights. Alexa, turn off the lights!
That was a
bitch. No, it didn't work.
Not bitch.
That's right.
All right, it would be perfect if I could keep it like this.
Well, let's just stay over there. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got
Alexa. Turn off Joey's room.
Okay. I feel horny.
Austin,
now.
You're not even streaming on the Frosted Gaming channel.
I'm not?
No, you're on Austin Van Bever.
Dang it.
Oh.
Hey, but Frederick Mac Miller said following us. That's cool. That's
unfollowing?
Nice. Yeah, because you started. Oh, Ben, look what I found.
So, should I probably sign in as Frosted
Gaming? Yeah, probably.
Oh, yours?
Dan's room. Nope, random one.
Maybe you
it
should start
works.
Streaming.
I'm going to start
charger unscrews down here. There's a charger down here.
Okay.
Stream.
What's your phone battery? Well, you can stream it there. What?
75%.
Do you want some of my stuff?
Okay, plug your phone in.
In my car.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my elbow.
I know. This is not normal.
This is, we have six people on the podcast. That doesn't normally happen.
Did you just say, hey, Sangria?
No.
Hey, Macarena.
Hey, Sangria.
Ah.
I want Sangria.
I'd like some
milk. Okay, we are.
Oh, I found my phone.
Podcasting.
Ben, would you like some coffee and C4?
What?
We are also
why would
recording
you do
these
that?
On
professional mics right here.
Yeah, so the audio quality isn't so shitty, and you can listen to us. Just follow, like us on Facebook, and you can... all right. We're podcasting from Periscope. Start broadcast. Now I'm over here.
I can't broadcast from Periscope.
People are speaking in Spanish. There's Spanish speakers on my stream right now.
That's so exciting.
It's Lopez.
Oh my God. That's racist. Back down. We are now streaming.
But Lopez speaks Spanish.
Why does everybody insist on watching the podcast from the...
So...
I don't know.
Oh, it's Italian. I'm sorry.
So, anyways. Let's just have a conversation.
You should follow Frosty Train, because we're streaming from that device terrible. Now.
Yeah. This is the place to stream from.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I wanted to chokeslam my cunt boss.
What?
Wow, man. Wow. Just calling people out of the internet.
Fucking hater.
I've been really feeling about this.
I do not like my boss at all.
I had six viewers.
This is like the most like
clusterfuck of a podcast we've had yet
ever of all time.
Likes me.
I'm so excited. I don't even know how long. Who likes you?
What? I'm so excited.
I just can't.
Oh man.
Why?
No. Oh. No. Yes. No.
No. Yes. No. I don't. Yeah. Turn it off. Turn it on later. All right. So back to the podcast. We're going to MetroCon this weekend. We're going to be there. We're going to be periscoping wearing lab coats.
If Joey finds mine.
Yay.
If by some act of God I actually get this podcast out before MetroCon, which starts tomorrow. You'll know
not
that
happen.
Information before the stream.
It's not going to happen.
Probably not.
Guys, make sure you're following the podcast if you're watching us on Periscope.
Yeah. This is cool. We said we would always live stream the podcast eventually. This is not what I had in mind.
With the phone.
Do you want me
with
to? The phone. Because you're talking to everybody and you're like, yeah, the podcast.
And you're like waving around.
Sorry.
So here's the thing, though. You started the podcast out. I can see the laser on your phone focusing.
Yeah, laser focus. That's what's
ooh,
up.
Fancy.
All right.
Nerds!
Legitimate question. Nikki, did you get a gym membership? Why is that so close to
you? I did not. I have to make my mother do it.
A, you fucking suck. B, Joey.
What's up?
How do you feel about gains tomorrow morning before MetroCon?
Tomorrow morning
God,
before MetroCon?
No.
Yes, if we don't have that meeting with AAI.
Yeah. Or you could just eat peanuts.
Possibly.
Fine.
I emailed them and asked.
Okay.
Don't know yet. Stephanie's out of town.
Or you could just eat peanuts.
See, it's hard! You're giving me hard shit!
But you were doing this and talking.
Right, hey!
Lead by example, Si.
So, no, what I was saying, though, is, you know, you started the podcast with a phone.
Yes.
And then we upgraded to mics. So we started with the phone. Now we're going to upgrade to fancy cameras eventually.
Started from the bottom. Now we
And now we've it's rolled weird. Back to phones. We have come full circle to
it's
podcasting.
It's like Kool-Aid
and
coffee
phones.
In the same
but cup. But multitasking.
There's two people
hey, daddy's phone. Boy.
Just try it.
I did.
It's nasty.
It's probably not the most interesting.
Just try it again. For the stream. Do it for the stream.
I heard
one of the old pickles Ben's out of your car, too.
We threw those out immediately
we threw
after that.
I think
we
got food poisoning.
I didn't eat a pickle. Yes, I did eat a pickle. I did.
Yeah,
I think those were my pickles.
Day. They were.
Yeah. Hey, guys, Ben and Joey ate size pickles.
Wink.
Pickles? Multiple?
Yes, Si has more than one pickle.
Oh, dear.
He had a lot of pickles. You know, somebody
I mean, I've been told
pickle.
That you're like some kind of freak
Nikki.
Show, but...
Don't touch this.
That much of a freak show.
Welcome
Leave
to cold.
Me alone!
Don't
Stop
touch the cables!
My feet!
Hello,
welcome
Donald
to Cold Toes.
Welcome to the clusterfuck of a podcast.
Ooh,
I'm wearing a lab coat, and this is stream number 75.
Is it?
76.
I feel like we need the Do You Want to Be a Millionaire?
Do You Want to Be, or yeah, we should do some videos, not tonight, but this weekend.
Will the lights do that?
I think they could.
We would have to move the lights manually.
Well, yeah, if we had like a host and just one person at a time, and everybody else like... maneuvers the lights.
Okay. Donald says, what's up, Donald?
Hey, what's up, Donald?
Up?
Welcome to the first unofficial
times.
Guest to the podcast ever.
Are you Donald Duck?
I don't feel good.
Rich the
birthday like
Flinch.
2 days ago. He's like 78.
Hey, thanks
something.
For the likes,
That's
guys.
Yeah, thanks for the hearts.
Okay.
And you should follow us.
Are
we don't normally do podcasts.
Are there hearts popping up right now?
Podcast.
Are there hearts popping up?
Motherfucker.
There's
something else.
The blue ones? That's me.
It's green. It's teal.
Okay. Well, the other ones?
Whoa, no offense to the gays.
And it also matches your phone.
Hey!
Hi.
Gay colored phone case, no offense to the gays.
Please.
I have a very girly case on my phone,
yeah,
gonna be honest.
I didn't want to say anything.
It's very girly.
It's so feminine. I think it's so cute, Joey.
Thanks, man.
You get a podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Podcast stuff.
Podcast stuff.
MetroCon stuff. Let us talk, because Ben doesn't. Ben doesn't
right.
have a single fucking cosplay ready.
I don't
Dude!
I've only got Spider-Man. I need to watch it.
Thank you.
Me and Kat are on the slacker shit.
Ben,
I think me
go
and Joey,
get
me.
A fucking green and yellow morph suit, cut the sleeves and stuff, and make
Who's
a
gonna
rogue
sew
costume.
Them?
Morph
me
suits come pre-sewn.
Me
yes.
and Joey
no,
are
but you gotta have,
Spider-Man
that's like,
and Doc Ock.
Like yellow
yeah.
in the middle
are you doing
and green
Doc
on
Ock?
The outsides.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, but like Dr.
You
Octopus,
have, like,
I'm gonna have
Octodad
have tentacles, and then my
you
dick
have to
is
see
just
my
gonna hang out.
And my mom.
Do you have
or no,
just have them like a Saints Row dildos?
Yeah.
Doc Cock.
But let's remember, MetroCon starts at noon tomorrow.
Doc Cock.
Doc Cock.
Doc yeah, Ock. It's like Doc Ock, but he has Saints Row dildos.
I think I saw a porn like that.
Dick dildos, as opposed to what?
Dick dildos.
Vagina dildos.
Can we get like
Alexa?
Reorder fleshlights.
You can actually order from Amazon. On,
I know.
On
Alexa.
But only if you've ordered it once before.
Yeah,
because we tried to order dildos.
I have a second account for my dildo collection.
So we need companions. Should we take?
Can I have a companion cube?
Visit to the Todd.
Oh my god. That would be the weirdest cosplay ever. We need lab coats for our sex dolls.
Oh my god, yes. Thanks for the likes, guys.
Now we know where to put all those Cheerfest shirts.
Yeah, Cheerfest was last weekend.
Cheerfest was a success.
Financially
was a failure, but overall was absolutely a
success.
I wouldn't
say financially a failure. Because we were prepared to lose way more
that's
than
true.
That.
Financially, it was a failure in my heart. But the reality is, it was
that's because you're a Jew.
It was
exactly.
A failure
I'm
in my
a
heart.
Jew,
like,
and that's why it is a failure.
Joey, it was a failure in your heart, like having a daughter instead of having a son.
Hey!
Oh.
Hey!
Popo!
Say it, 15th century! What? Boys, heirs. Heirs to the throne.
Heirs?
I still want boys. I fucking hate girls.
I do too.
I want a daughter because
says
I feel
a girl to a girl.
For if I ever had a son, I'd feel terrible for their
I
genetics.
Want you to have a boy,
they'd be
so you
fucking midgets.
How much you hate life within the first 4 years?
I definitely want a girl for yeah. sure.
Same.
Yeah. I could not handle boys. Boys are destructive.
Hey, thanks for the hearts.
Wow, look at all those hearts. You guys rock. How many viewers we got?
Four.
No. Hey.
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
Five. More hearts. Thanks, Austin.
Oh man, so South Del Mabry's completely underwater. We're talking
I know.
Like.
I don't know who the Yellow Hearts are, but they are blowing us up.
Hey!
I believe that's David B.
David B?
David
oh,
B. Looks like Mariah Carey.
Oh,
no.
Are you
blonde? You look like Mariah. Neither of you look like Mariah.
Oh, Ben
do
looks
look
like
Mariah.
That makes sense.
There we go.
Wow, look at those hearts.
A
holy
really
shit.
High note,
someone's blowing us the fuck
hey,
up.
You guys think we can hit 1,000 hearts by the end of today?
Do those count as one heart
those
every
count.
Time they hit it?
I don't know.
118 hearts by Meg. I've done 30.
Oh, shit.
Wow, shit, Meg, you rock.
140.
You should follow us, Meg, so you can heart all of our stuff.
I'll 60. I'll do it with you.
You heart, I don't think we can heart around
70.
Oh, somebody else is joining in.
Woo!
Oh
we got yellow and pink.
Why is this
pink?
Camera
black?
80.
Oh, you.
Oh!
90.
Podcast stuff.
Look at all this shit. Right, back to the podcast.
200
hearts, man. We are a fucking Periscope.
200
right
from
now.
That one user.
Hashtag,
I might say
we're big money makers for Periscope.
Yeah.
Hey.
All one hashtag.
We should probably
money for
talk
Periscope.
About this on our panel.
Periscope stuff. We should Periscope the panel.
Can we all Periscope from like our individual channels?
Yes. Maybe.
And have all the guests Periscope.
Yes.
All right, we want everybody to
Periscope
at the same time. We want to trend on Periscope.
You don't have Periscope? Download it. You don't have Twitter? Make one.
Whoever,
right now, all of you.
Whoever's having a finger race with the hearts is fucking annihilated.
The yellow,
race?
The yellow and
oh
red
my
guys.
God, that
yellow
sounds
and
like
pink
super
is just
sexual.
Fucking, yellow is taking the lead right now.
Like something you'd see at a strip club.
Yeah.
Well, this is the
finger race.
Craziest podcast
instead
we've ever
races, they have finger races.
I made an app like that once.
Can't touch the strippers
finger.
From strip clubs. Not that I know this from experience.
Bullshit.
In GTA, you get in trouble.
Yeah. In real life, you get in trouble.
Like, get out.
In real life,
really?
You get fucking
well,
picked up by a big black guy named Charles and he chucks you out of a door.
No,
it,
like,
every so often,
in real life, you end up on a
back,
list.
You
have to tell them every time you move.
We got some dookie hearts.
Hey.
Thanks for the dookie hearts. Keep blowing it up. Get it?
Sounds funny.
Hey, we got dookie MP hearts.
So...
Podcast stuff. Why are you holding the mic up to my
because
face?
It's story time. You're gonna get the microphone closer to you.
Okay, let me tell you a story about spirit.
Don't lean away from the microphone.
Let me tell you a story.
That's a lot of hearts.
All right, so Spirit Airlines. I get to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport at about...
Hold on, can I tell you where you went wrong? Spirit
Living
Airlines.
Oh. Yeah,
but it's cheap.
This one bought the ticket.
Hey, it financially made the most sense.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hold on, Austin didn't get contributed to that ticket.
That's true.
They
thank
put
you.
In for that.
Hey, she made it here, didn't she?
It was team effort.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm here.
That's the important part. She made it.
Well, I thought she wasn't going to.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to surprise surprise you. It was supposed to make you guys happy.
Austin is still salty.
Why did you think that was a good idea?
Bro, look. Okay.
Guess where this is going. Wait. Guess where it's going.
Kat is here in front of everybody. Yep. Austin and Nikki are still salty about that shit.
Because the inception of the thought is still in my mind.
Here's the whole concept. Okay, so we were going to tell Austin and Nick, well, everybody except me and Kat, of course, because inside.
We were in on it.
I was in on it.
That.
Fuck you!
That
I was Kat, in on this part.
Kat but. Wasn't able to make it so that we could surprise them this morning when she was here.
Order yours.
We got new shirts, by the way.
We were gonna show up to y'all's work.
Right, and just be like, oh my god, we're here! But then, think about how happy you would have been.
The moment I realized it was really bad, though, was that they got too sad,
which was cool, I totally understand.
So like, as soon as I told Austin, it just got, like, he wouldn't respond to any message, and I was like, well, shit, I feel really bad.
Right, and I felt
like,
bad,
that's
too,
my fucking
you,
best
yeah.
friend right there. I don't want to do that shit. So I called you, like, 10 times, you didn't pick up.
I was talking to Nikki.
Yeah, and then I was like,
It took me a second to like take it in. I'm like, what do I say to this? Am I like sad? Should I be angry? Should I like be comforting? Because she said it was because of like personal reasons.
Yeah. Right. And so anyway, then we come clean. All right. And they're still sad about it. Like she is here in the room, and they're still sad that she's not coming to Florida.
Yep.
But she's here. She is in the room on the podcast with us.
Joey's going into hysterics over this.
I feel bad, all right?
Joey,
I cried like for 4 hours last night.
You see this?
I bought you boba.
Guess what?
I bought you boba.
What about me?
I didn't get any boba. I bought you a present. I bought you a present that I meant to bring you at work. Don't tell him. We haven't given it to him yet. Where is it?
Here?
It's somewhere in the room. I think it's under the bag. Maybe. Is it under the bag?
No, I handed it to you with the coffee and stuff.
Oh, it's glasses.
Ben, it's over there.
I want them!
Plastic bag?
Plastic bag with stuff in it?
My glasses are cooking and I have to get new ones. I'm sorry.
Ah, Pizza Hut.
Nope, that's not it. Maybe under the wrap. Ben, I don't know.
I don't know where it is. Jesus Christ.
Is it this bag right here?
It's a plastic bag.
Oh, no, it's the douche bag.
Oh, there
it is. Oh!
What?
Excuse me.
I sat on my nuts.
What the fuck, Joey?
You guys are awesome,
anyway.
Says Donald B375. Thanks!
Thanks,
Donnie.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Pretty awesome yourself.
You're pretty awesome.
I'm
gonna go. You just blew our shit up.
God damn it, Joy! Sit down!
Okay, I'm gonna sit down.
You're the
I'm
shit.
I'm trying to get Austin's
You're
present.
Is it in here?
We'll have Austin's shit later.
Is it in here?
Alright,
no,
so.
No, it's in a plastic bag.
Guys, let's loop back to Metricon real quick.
Right, back to podcast, back to Metricon. What's up?
There's three.
Alright, Kat hasn't finished her flight story. Come on, Kat.
Fuck your Metricon.
Yeah, fuck Metricon.
Okay.
Right in the boat.
Get to DFW at fucking 5 in the morning. Tired as shit, 2 hours of sleep, I hate everybody. Find out, no, I still hate you. Find out that the checked bag line is a fucking mile long, and by the time I finally got my bag checked, I had 10 minutes to get through TSA and to my gate. I got there with 1 minute to spare, got my ass on the plane, got sat down next to two fat-ass, old, smelly ladies that kept insisting on talking to me the whole time, because I had sunglasses on, hat, and fucking headphones, blaring music.
Headphones are the immediate
but
indication.
But they're still like,
shut
hey,
the fuck up.
Hello, talk to me. Help me. I love you so much. Talk to me.
Hang on.
Leave me alone.
Says, the only one of which was not what it was so good. I love you.
What?
I love you too.
That's like one of those
yes.
fan or tweets we need to read when we're like dressed up all nice and the cigar.
All right, continue. I'm sorry.
And then like, I want to say 75% through the flight. Like after the pilot says, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to make our descent. Blah, 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 blah.
What'd you do?
I kind of woke up from my nap, and I realized that there was like some hooting and hollering going on, like right next.
Hooting and hollering.
Shut the fuck up. Going on like right near.
Hollering.
Me.
I
go.
Is that
right
Texas
here.
Showing?
Sit right here in my seat, and I look right over, and there's three
right
seats.
Right.
There's a Mexican lady. A boy in a cowboy hat and some white trash, ugly-ass kid.
Trass.
All over the age of 21, each one has a huge-ass thing of fucking Coke and a huge-ass thing of fucking Jack Daniels.
Wait.
Fucking?
Wait, Coke?
Coke and Jack. And they were slugging
cocaine.
The shit.
Yeah, were you mixing
Coca-Cola
alcohol with cocaine?
Orders.
Doing blow!
Coca-Cola, okay?
Doing blow on a plane!
Oh my god. And so
how
we were
high?
Slugging that back the entire fucking flight, and I wake up to these three assholes fucking screaming on the flight, louder than the baby that was fucking behind me.
At least
I'm sure there's a baby fucking behind you.
I'm sure there's laws
against
that.
Man, what flight
that?
Were you on?
It's
kind of
like a cruise, like anything goes. Like
Spirit Airlines is sketchy.
It's a real fucking zoo. But anyway, as we're like making our descent. And
like a fucking zoo?
Yeah.
Or-
flight attendants are yelling at them to get back in their seat because the Mexican's trying to get up and go like to the bathroom or something.
Joey, where do we post these podcasts?
They're on...
Like us on Facebook, and we post them on Facebook. They're on awesomeware.co. You can find them there.
Also on Twitter, since our Twitters are attached.
Yes, also if you follow us on Twitter, same tag as our Periscope name. You can follow it there, and every time a new podcast goes live, you can see it there.
Yay.
Boo.
So yeah, check it out there. All right. The screaming and hollering and hooting.
All right, and then out of nowhere, the Mexican girl just starts screaming, I'ma take off my panties, I'ma take off my panties. I fucking shit you not.
I don't get it.
It was that
fucking lose it.
She was fucking drunk out of her mind.
I would have just put my headphones on, put my glasses on, and go back to sleep.
Nope.
And then that's at the point where I finally started to bond with the two fat, smelly old ladies that are right next to me, because I just kind of sat there and went, this. And they just kind of did the same exact thing where they're like,
right, to the sun.
And then we finally fucking land. But then we're stuck on the plane for 25 minutes because the gate that we were supposed to taxi to was closed.
But why was it closed?
Because there was apparently lightning in the sky that never showed up.
Lightning in the sky said, everybody stay on the plane. Don't go into the safety of the indoors. Just stand out in the middle of the tarmac.
That big metal thing that lightning will strike first. Yeah, stay in that fucking thing.
No. The lightning is on the ice tonight.
Oh, lightning got 2-1.
Too bad the Blackhawks are going to lose.
Yeah.
So, end of story. I had a horrible flight.
Basically,
and then these two,
they're taking off their panties.
Tell your vision.
Yeah, your version.
I watched it. It was great.
It was on Periscope. If you guys were here earlier, you saw it.
You can also watch past podcasts.
Fresh off of getting off the plane with the drunken assholes.
Y'all fuckers couldn't let me know you were on Periscope.
I'm texting Joey. And I'm like, all right, Joey, I'm going to find you. And he's like, let me know when you get down the escalator. Let me go get down the fucking escalator. So I finally get down there to bag claim. And I walk up, and there's like a group of people. And then I see this one person who's dressed up in a really nice suit, and he's got his hair slicked back, and he looked really fucking sharp. And I look at the laptop that he was holding, and it had my name, Catherine O'Brien, scrawled right across.
On a laptop?
Yes, on a laptop.
My tablet was dead. I didn't prepare.
No, we got there. Everything was dead. We were like, fuck.
Sai's phone was dead. He was going to record the audio on that.
Yeah.
My tablet was dead. My laptop had 4%.
Yeah, we're lucky we got that going. Yeah.
It looked like a whiteboard from the stream.
Good.
Good
enough.
Great. All right, then,
so as I get closer, I was like,
my name.
Me? You sure? Is that me? So I walk up to you, and then like we start walking over. He's like, all right, I'm going to get you in the car. I'm here from Frosted Game, and they sent me to pick you up. And I was like, okay. The biggest fucking joke of my life. Thank you. And then as we get over there, I hear the Hangouts chat notification. I was like, wait a fucking minute.
If you watch the Periscope from earlier, you see her looking down, texting, and all you hear is Joey's phone. He's like walking behind us, and all you hear is, all you see is me put my head down. She turns around and sees Joey, and I was like, fuck, Joey.
You know what's funny? Right before that happened, I was typing out for Joey to say, hey, Beetlejuice! Because of on GTA, she wears his pants that make her look like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've got green hair now, too, on GTA.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I look like a fucking old lady Asian.
The so really sexy. Nice suit, yeah, you know, old looking real Asian. Sharp. It was a pinstripe jacket.
Drawn
the pinstripes were drawn on by hand with Sharpie.
Tell you how great my vision is.
Wait, what?
Sai had like a pin coat.
I had a Jack Skellington costume that I did a long time ago.
Oh. Why don't you wear that for MetroCon?
Jack Skellington?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I do that?
People would love that shit.
Yeah, man.
Do you realize how many like fucking weeaboos would walk up to you and be like, oh my god, I love you so much?
Wow, that was
really creepy. Yeah. I don't think I ever want that to happen.
Can you say, like the girl who gave me a really long hug as Spider-Man at ChadoCon?
And like tucked her head in your
arm. I'd rather know
the chick who left lipstick on her pants.
Last Metro Cut?
That was a really long blowjob I don't remember. Just kidding, I don't know if that's actually what happened.
But makeup on the underwear usually only means.
Yeah, I mean.
Or maybe he was just putting underwear on his dick.
Or was a dude.
Underwear on his dick.
That's usually what you do. I don't know how underwear
and the makeup on it smeared off.
He put makeup on the dick. He put makeup on his own dick.
I drew a smiley face on it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Man.
Where'd you get the makeup?
I don't know.
The only person that has makeup at your house is your mother.
Okay, but you know what?
No, but I was at MetroCon.
You know what I'm really the most excited for?
What?
Stop. We made the best purchase collectively as a company that we have ever made in our life. Austin, go with it because it was your idea.
I'm what sorry, I missed buy? It.
The best possible investment we could have made as a company. We bought
T-shirts.
No.
A drone?
Fucking none glow sticks.
Thank you, Beth.
What?
Glow sticks. 600 of them.
Wait, 600? You bought another one?
I bought another 300 glow sticks. We literally have 200 glow sticks per night of the rave.
No, for like $40 per person. If I were to go every single night.
Yeah.
Which I could go except Saturday night.
600. Per person.
100 per person.
100 per person per night.
Shaking my chair. That
would be 100 per person at all.
Oh my god.
33 per night per person if everybody goes every night.
But I will not be going every
and night. Has the equal amount of glow sticks.
And everybody decides to take 33 glow sticks. That's a lot of glow sticks.
Yeah, that's like more than yeah, two arms.
But Saturday, we're going to nix out the rest of them. Nix, however many glow Nixon? Sticks are left, we are going to take them and we're going to put them on ourselves.
But wait. The
like fucking Xerxes from 300.
The rave. Hold on. The rave is only two nights.
No, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Ben has a thought.
Yes, Ben.
Can we put the GoPro on my ankle?
Yes.
You get some duct tape.
I break my ankle at every convention I go to.
Really? Figure out who well, I gave you head last time.
And it'll still see the ankle too.
Yeah.
So it's best.
Oh, whose ankle is this?
It has ultra wide vision.
MetroCon, I fell down a flight of stairs while in my drunken stupor and broke my ankle.
Oh my god! Ankle, it'd
be like. Hey, I've got really awesome stabilization.
At ShadowCon, I kicked a girl in the face and broke my foot.
Heard that story too.
I want to see that on the GoPro.
Just see her face. As she realized yes. coming.
Like those Ethiopian.
She was totally cool with it. She said, it's fine.
She gave me a hug. She was, She looked like one of those Ethiopian kids when they realize there's no hope left.
Tear going down the cheek.
So you can't even see it. Anyway, so yeah, I think we should attach the GoPro to Ben's ankle. That would be pretty hilarious.
Can we just have the drone follow me around?
Yes. We get like an aerial view. Watch the whole thing unravel. Yeah.
It's both terrifying and tragic all at the same time.
Can we take the drone inside the rave and just like,
no.
The
rules say don't bring it indoors, but you know.
But yeah. You know, fuck the
fuck rules.
Yeah, the speed limit also says 50. So.
Fuck the police.
The speed limit. Just in general.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that?
Mom?
Some person we're following on Twitter.
Oh.
Whatever. I was going
to
retweet it.
Joey, you should talk about the one time when you started to follow that creepy fetish girl.
I was going to call her out. Okay, so.
Damn, Joey.
I was
chat with the call outs. Instant favorite.
Damn, I went to follow
Welcome
somebody
to
on Twitter on the Frosted Gaming account, and I tweeted at them and said, hey, thanks for the follow. Hope to see you at MetroCon. And then she replied with a link to an adult only website with a hashtag fetish. I was like, never mind.
Joey's not an adult, so he started to
I just didn't want that to be her most recent tweet on her Twitter. Like, hey guys,
hey,
check
hey,
out this
hey,
adult.
Followers Sorry. Are followers, alright?
Wait, was
From
that a tweet or a personal message?
Oh man, I can't retweet myself.
Was that a tweet or a personal message?
Stupid. Hot Betty started following us.
Was that a tweet or a personal message?
Direct message.
Okay.
But, you know, the account was very obviously associated with that thing.
Black Chris says
the Star Wars thing you had?
Yes. I don't have the collector's edition. It's not worth the $5,000.
Okay, never mind. Well,
I have a Lego Millennium Falcon because I'm a fucking
broke it when I was like 10 years old.
Did you fucking kill him? Are you all right, so you're an only child now?
Which brother?
I have two brothers.
All right, so you're the youngest child.
Which
or
brother?
The older child.
I believe it was Rob. I don't know what the deal was, but...
She can't remember his name.
You know what you should have done? Is on the broken remains of your Death Star, you should have choke-slammed him onto it.
Yes!
Yeah!
You know how painful it is to get fucking Legos stuck in you?
Oh, yeah. I know. The fucking, like, the thin... Like, the very thin version.
No. The 2x2x...
I don't even get the... like, one I had one stuck in my foot, though.
And you just step, and it's like... Or you trip, and you fucking... Or you're crawling on the ground, and one gets stuck right in your knee.
All right, so everyone here knows I'm a huge fucking wrestling nerd.
Yeah.
Now you know.
I already knew that.
Good. Awesome. Good. So I don't have to explain. I was watching this indie promotion, and this guy pulled out a bucket of Legos, poured them in the ring, and slammed a dude on
them. Let's clarify. Yeah. See, this was at MetroCon
last year.
No,
there was another one.
Oh. Because at MetroCon last year, they did that.
It happened too, and I lost my fucking mind.
Oh my god.
I was like, that is the most painful thing ever. That's worse than thumbtacks. That's worse than barbed wire. Fuck you. Legos hurt.
Now I know how to kill
Legolas?
Legolas hurts.
Legolas hurts.
Getting shot with an arrow hurts too.
Yeah. In the knee.
Yeah. No, not going to happen to me. I'm not going to get married ever. All hail the divine Josiah.
I just got.
What was your wrong name?
The divine Josiah.
King of insults,
destroyer of mangoes, and wrecker of your shit. That's
Ben did. Ben gave me that.
I got an Instagram.
Thanks. You got an Instagram?
Yeah, I followed you like immediately.
Boo.
I'm not following you back.
I thought you meant like you got an Instagram notification. Yes, you did get an Instagram.
Mine was Nikki, first of her name, queen of sandals, the eater of foods, the mother of bearded dragons, hungry official dragon queen.
Hashtag pregnant.
Nerd.
We're all nerds. This is a nerd podcast. Before we go to a nerd convention, which we're streaming on a nerd platform.
Hold on.
And then we're going to have a panel at the nerd convention talking to other nerds.
About nerd stuff.
Hold on.
It's a nerd circle.
You can't give yourself your own title like that. Like, I bestowed upon Sai that title.
He did.
I hereby officially give that title.
No. Nikki, Queen of the Wieners.
The Queen of Dragons thing, though. That was on Facebook like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's kind
of
gay.
You're gay.
Does that mean you're Queen of Dragonkin?
Hey!
Oh, God. All Dragonkin must bow to me.
I want to be Dimension Alias or Kin.
Well, too bad.
I am Attack Helicopter Kin.
I want to be Chris Pratt Kin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a species.
I'm going to laugh if there's someone named Christopher Pratt Kin.
I want to be Chris Pratt.
I heard that, too.
Are we still getting likes and follows and stuff?
Yes.
That's awesome. I just want to be Chris Pratt.
How do you switch?
You double tap.
Get dinosaurs and motorcycles and bullshit.
What's up, dudes?
Only the important
people. What's up?
God damn it.
Only the important people.
Turn around.
Nikki's, or cat's dipping out.
Now they're not important people.
Cat's in. Cat's back in. Sideways stream.
Okay, no, that's not going to work.
Was it?
Oh, ask me about my wiener.
Who's got a wiener?
Yo, this is probably the most fucking random, off the wall, unorganized podcast ever of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
It's beautiful. I only had one note.
Because we're kind of focused on this Periscope.
Hold on. Let's be clear here. It was a wild clusterfuck before we decided to include Periscope.
That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like we would have settled down if there was no Periscope.
So, I totally disagree.
So, Jurassic World comes out on Friday.
It does.
Are we going to see it?
I think it's a bad call.
I think, yeah, during MetroCon.
It's bad enough on opening weekend. Think about how bad the Avengers was on opening weekend. Now take opening weekend
at
the same weekend of a nerd convention.
I think you're a bitch.
I am a bitch.
Why don't you go watch it by your fucking self?
No, Kat and I are going to go.
You two can watch it by your fucking selves.
I'm going to the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Kat, are you
going
to go to Disneyland? Kat, are you going to go to MetroCon? Are you going to go watch stupid dinosaurs that are...
And Chris Pratt. I don't like you, so I'm going to go watch the dinosaurs.
Don't say anything about me. I said MetroCon, ho.
Yeah, but you're going to be at MetroCon.
Not all of it. Actually, not even Friday. I'll be at work.
Turn around.
You're going to go to MetroCon or watch stupid dinosaurs?
Probably both.
I swear to God, if I sit on my balls again, I'm going to be very upset.
Wow. Cat with the one-liners. Real quick. That was awesome.
Whoa. Don't ever make that face again.
No. That face?
You're so creepy.
Oh, man.
It's like a white
mark. All right, so I got to go potty.
Nikki's gonna go potty. Can you hold it for
you're gonna leave
minutes?
Me alone? That,
but Michael Jackson was one.
Do you want to come in and hold my hand while I go?
What?
She's having a seizure. No, that's what we do.
When girls go to the bathroom in a horde, we hold each other's hands.
I don't know what kind of people you go to the bathroom
hold
with,
each
but I go by
myself.
Shut up! Don't ruin the illusion!
Man,
so they don't fall in the toilet when they sit down to pee?
Oh, I don't care.
Hey, man,
don't
we used to have spirit
the illusion
chips.
That we're actually making a doomsday bomb inside the bathroom.
In cheerleading, when we would go to competitions, a bunch of the guys on the team, we would go into the bathroom at the same time. Fill up all the stalls and say spirit shit. We'd all take shit at the same time.
And we'd get hyped too. We'd just start like screaming at each other. We're like, yeah.
Hey Austin, I have a notification here from Periscope that says Austin Thaces wants you to watch Frosted Gaming's podcast. How'd you do that?
Oh, that's weird. I found out that you can
play with
your
penis.
If I press, there's a share broadcast. You know where it says hide chat for you? It says share broadcast for me.
Hey, Kat.
Yo.
I think on your right.
Hey, everybody's
home,
watching Shadow Broadcast.
I will make you a peanut butter sandwich to bring on the plane.
Wait.
Ooh, yes.
What?
Well, she just wants to make sure you're staying, like, full on the airplane. She's going to make you a peanut butter sandwich for the plane.
I'm not riding home on Spirit, though. I'm going home on Southwest. So.
What?
Sai's on a different joke. He asked if the peanut butter was, like, a tranquilizer so that we could keep her in here and not let her get on the
tranquilizer?
Plane.
Tranquilizer? I don't even know her.
All right. Are we ready to call it?
I have to pee!
All right, we're calling it.
Oh my God! If it's not hungry, you have to pee. If you don't have to pee, you're fucking hungry.
That's what pregnancy's about.
I'm not pregnant. I'm
your boyfriend
fat.
Just called you pregnant.
I'm fat.
Nikki, just name it after me, please.
If it's boy, you have to name it after me.
So, Lorraine.
What? What? No, I didn't hear you.
All right, guys. Are we ready to call it?
Yes, I have to.
That is all over the internet.
Can I?
Yeah, let me get back to it.
Can okay. I? Can I get to it? I want to watch.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
What's
Christ.
Going on?
Just
do we know this person, or can I also share it on the...
I don't personally
I don't
know
get
her.
It. Who is
what?
It?
She's just really attractive.
So she's just on the internet? I don't get
yes,
it.
Yes, this is that. Okay. When we start live streaming this, we're calling it the Streamcast.
Oh, right. Streamcast.
Welcome to the first official Streamcast. I don't know how long this was.
Goodbye.
You guys rock. Thanks for all the new follows and all the hearts. We probably had like 1,000.
Cheers.
Now. Cheers.
Okay, I gotta pee.
All right, podcast still hasn't ended. Thank you, audio listeners. You should follow us on Periscope and stuff to watch us. Thank you.
Cheers.
We're done. All right, bye.